Welcome to a special edition of the Potting Bench Diaries with Farmer Gracie. This week, Farmer Gracie asked me to compile my favourite tulips of 2023, along with some of the best tulip tips I could share. So, with that in mind, I've been thinking about how to make more of the tulips next year, even more than this year. I'm not sure exactly how many varieties there are in our garden this time, but I'd like to go for more next time and try a few new things, but more on that later down the line. I've got more suggestions of varieties a bit later on, but my first tip is don't limit yourself in terms of colours, styles, heights and forms. Go with your gut and lead with what takes your fancy. After that, you can add in more if need be and add to your collections. For me, in the past, it's all been about bold oranges and purples, but this year I've added in splashes of other colours to complement them and create a rich, almost Mediterranean flavour in places. Orange, purple, pink and red all come together when combined to create a tapestry that resembles a sweet shop. Something else worth mentioning here is cram them all in. Plant more than you need and that way you can bring some indoors without noticing a gap in your garden. I've already mentioned purple above, but this year I've gone darker than I have before by adding in varieties such as Purple Lady and Slawa. Slawa isn't technically a purple tulip, it's got tinges of black, purple, red and orange, but both of those varieties are all deep and rich in their colour and they sit perfectly well between other contrasting colours. Purple isn't a colour for everyone, but Purple Lady is such a deep shade that it almost looks black in certain lights. When you bring these together with pastel shades, then it really comes into its own. In our pot display, I've also created height at the back with other taller tulips, this time from a mixed collection of lily flowering tulips from Farmer Gracie. One colour that I've limited in the past is pink. I've not been keen on it in the past, but I've warmed to it this year by creating a series of pots with different shades of the same colours. Rather than doing just one pot of one tone, using three or more pots clustered together allows you to try different things. The good thing about this is that if they don't work, you can always move individual pots out. This year, in our pink collection, we've gone for Finola, Double Shake, Apricot Beauty and a Night and Day collection, which is made up of Queen of the Night and Apricot Fox. The darker shades of Queen of the Night add something different here, similar in a way to what I've done with Purple Lady before. My final tip is to try something you would never normally try, ever. I really mean this one. During a Farmer Gracie sale, I stumbled across Go Go Red, and this style really isn't something I'd normally try in our garden, but I was tempted enough to give them a go. They're a unique looking tulip with lily flowering kind of curves at the top, but they've got a red tapered flower with a yellow base. Quite unique and something, as I say, I wouldn't normally have tried in our garden. But what I wanted to do with these was something a little bit different. All 10 bulbs that I got went in their own individual small terracotta pots, and the end result is a really interesting display of unusual tulips in a way that you wouldn't normally see them. Something that I'll no doubt try again next year with other varieties that catch my wondering eye during looking through the sales. And a final note in podcast news, brace yourselves for a hilarious listen this week as I'm joined by the sensational Emma Jo Real Davies. Emma is known for her Instagram page at mjoerealdavies, as well as being a radio host and a presenter on QVC with her own show Emma's Cottage Garden. Listen now to find out more about how Emma got started with all of this and so much more. This is one that I guarantee is going to make you laugh. You can listen to the episode now by going back in your podcast feed. All that's left to say is thank you to Farmer Gracie for letting me bring you this collection of tulips this week, as well as all of my tips. Do make sure to check out the Farmer Gracie website at farmergracie.co.uk for fantastic plants all across the year. See you again next week.